Budget issues remain the top of the list when it comes to what's facing the Southern Illinois University Carbondale campus, as well as other higher education campuses across the state. Today, we're talking with SIUC Interim Chancellor Dr. Brad Caldwell. Dr. Caldwell, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good to be here.
It's unfortunate that we have to spend so much time talking about the budget, but each time you come in, there's a little bit more in terms of information that's coming out. We learned recently that the university will go ahead and take care of those students who are in the Monetary Assistance Program, those MAP grant students. You will be able to pay for those through the spring until the state budget is passed?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Dunn announced earlier this week that on a system level that we will be honoring the MAP grants for this spring semester, which is a huge relief, I know, to students and families that just need that little bit of extra assistance to be here, because it truly would be detrimental to watch or to the campus if these students couldn't attend. And some of them are just some of our best and brightest students, and like I said, just need that little bit of extra financial assistance, and it's the right thing to do.
There were a lot of students worried about whether they should even register for the spring semester. For people who are not familiar with an academic calendar at the university, this is the time of year that students are really taking a look at the classes that they'll take in the spring and their workload, what they'll be able to handle. Is this giving them, do you think, a bit of relief? Are they able to kind of plan for the future a little bit better this way?
Well, it certainly should. That was our motivation, because as far as the timing of the announcement, we knew that it was time now for returning students to enroll for spring semester, and they were obviously worried about their finances for spring. And so we basically tried to take that concern, you know, kind of off the plate and say, you know, there may be something else, but, you know, that you may have to deal with. But as far as what we can do to help through the MAP grants, and one other thing, Jennifer, our graduate assistantships, we have decided to go ahead and allow those contracts to be extended for those who are eligible for the spring semester as well. And I know we took just a short look at that, but to see, because again, everything's kind of on the table when you're looking for at a budget shortfall, but this was the right thing to do to continue to help the students. So I guess anyone that knows myself and Dr. Dunn and the other leaders here on campus, we've got to keep, you know, student needs, student issues first, and we feel pretty good about that.
You mentioned the grad assistantships and being a part of a larger budget picture. There are those who would say, well, if you can float MAP grants, if you can take care of graduate assistantships, just how bad is the budget picture? So we're now five into the fifth month without a state budget for this fiscal year. How bad is your budget picture? Are we doing okay?
You know, it's interesting, Jennifer, because you have to walk a fine line between not inciting panic, financial panic, but yet still somewhat communicating a message to our state leaders that we're in a bit of a situation, a financial situation. Now, the only minor silver lining, if there's any to it, is that every public university in the state of Illinois is in the same situation. So it's not an SIU alone issue. So from that perspective, but is it bad? It's tough, because right now we're basically living off money that's brought in locally. By local, I mean local tuition dollars, overhead on grants and contracts that come into our campus. And that money at some point will run short. But I'll tell you, it's a cash flow problem. Let me be clear about that, because the university has assets. That's not the issue. I mean, obviously, we have buildings. We have this great studio. You can go on and on. But the issue is, you know, you don't want to liquidate that, and it's not easy to do. And so it's not an issue of having resources and money. It's, you know, making them liquid and able to spend. And that really is the issue of cash flow, and we don't want to go down that route. We hope that there's dollars, true dollars, coming in all the time. So we'll be okay here for the next month or two, just because spring tuition dollars will be coming in, and that'll be another infusion of cash, which is spendable, that will help probably through spring break, I would say. If we don't see a budget by about April 1st, then we will truly need to be marching on Springfield.
Sure. And you mentioned Springfield. Lawmakers will be back in Springfield later this month. The governor is expected to meet with legislative leaders to talk about the possibility of a compromise, and we'll certainly keep on top of that. Just a couple of minutes remaining. This was a highly anticipated weekend, this past weekend, with Halloween in the city of Carbondale, the first year in 15 years that there were no restrictions on bars and liquor sales and things like that. The university worked very closely with the city to bring those celebrations under control when they had gotten out of hand, late 90s. Correct. How important is that town and gown relationship with the university working with the city on initiatives like that?
And Jennifer, it's huge. I'm so glad you brought this up, because to the mayor and to the interim city manager, you know, huge praise to those two gentlemen and all the leaders, city council and the, everyone in Carbondale government. I mean, they worked so well with our Department of Public Safety, Director Newman and Kevin Baim, Vice Chancellor Baim. They had a plan. And as I emailed last night to both of them, you worked the plan, and it was fantastic. You know, were there a few tickets issued? Sure, but it would have been about roughly the same number as any typical busy weekend on campus. But you know, the students are responsible too. They're being responsible, and so I got to give credit to the students and business owners as well. As well as the city. But to your question, the relationship right now with Mayor Henry couldn't be any better. He is really, really wanting to outreach, because we know it's a mutual win. They win if we bring students in here. It helps business. It just helps the community. It enriches diversity, the cultural experience. And by having a thriving community, that attracts students. So it's a complete circle that we both win when we work together. And right now, I believe we're hitting on pretty much all cylinders, but high kudos to the city.
Dr. Caldwell, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.